Thanks, Irene. So it just like in family-based cases, we're seeing very common RFEs that just go to the crux of the case, even if you've submitted evidence of good moral character, evidence of good faith marriage, in the U visa context, evidence of qualifying crime or substantial harm. We're seeing those RFEs anyway. And you look at them, and the first thing you think is, I've already submitted this. That's probably the case. As Irene mentioned before, the officers, if not now, at some point, were working out of their homes, may not have had the entire file. It's possible that they didn't see the evidence that you had there before. We're living in this alternate universe where we can't assume that what we submit and got a FedEx receipt notice for that they received was actually what the officer is looking at. You may have to resubmit evidence that you already submitted before, look to see if you have any additional evidence, but really you're making your arguments that you have already established the requirements for the relief that your client is seeking. And what I mean by that is do not regurgitate to USCIS everything that they wrote down in their RFE to you. Just because they are citing a statute or regulation does not actually mean that that statute or regulation are applicable to your case at all. So rather than looking through your RFE and saying, you know, I mean, I used to do this before too, right? I would go through their RFE. If they had three things they wanted, I would list the first thing, then give them my response, then the second thing they give. I don't do that anymore. You cannot rely on the information that they are asking you for is actually necessary. So instead, I go back to the requirements, right? If it's a vow of self-petition, then you've got your good faith marriage, you've got the status of the abuser, you verify that there has been abuse, and then all the other requirements that you may have to determine in terms of derivatives, et cetera. I go back to the actual requirements for the relief that my client is seeking and indicate the evidence that I have submitted, and then include any additional evidence that I'm submitting with the response. It's important that whereas before, perhaps you would just list in your cover letter maybe evidence of good faith marriage, and that's it, you know, kind of very general. At this point, do not rely on just that general statement in your cover letter. You want to make sure that you list out, you know, marriage certificate, 23 photos of various, you know, various stages of the relationship, four declarations, and then list the exact declarations that you're submitting. I hate to say this, but you are just spoon feeding it to them, but you're also creating your record. We're seeing a lot of cases end up with denials. And unfortunately, clients who are in no position to do so, having to file a very expensive I-290B in order to get the case back on track. And the easiest way for you to do that, if you do unfortunately have to get to that point, is to have your record made already by having a super detailed response showing that you are covering each one of the requirements, statutory and regulatory. The other thing I'm going to mention about the regs, as we all know, USCIS sometimes likes to maybe not focus on the statute and focus just on their own regs. The VAWA regulations are extremely outdated. So VAWA came out in 94, was updated in 2000, 2005, 2013. There's a lot of new requirements and also requirements that are obsolete. Unfortunately, the regulations are back from 1998, maybe. I don't know the exact date, but they don't include all the iterations of VAWA as we now know it. Very important because we have a lot of new officers, just like with any other business. There's turnover, you got new officers. They know they have to rely on USCIS policy and regulations. They're looking at outdated regulations, and the policy manual on BAWA has not been updated. So